Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are Latinos for Lunch.
For Lunch.
The podcast for... Oh, wait. Who's going to do the thing?
I can do it.
The podcast where we talk about important things like...
Naranja, manzana, uva, limón.
What the... Hello, hello, hello.
Que show, que show, que show.
Surprise, bitches. It's our off week, but you know, it's a very important week. So we thought we would come by on your feeds and just remind you all that it is a very important week. Right, Babs?
That's right. I know this. I know the state of the world may indicate that you should just take care of yourself and do nothing, and yes, you should take care of yourself, but wait, si las cosas están de la chingada when we vote, imagine what would happen if we don't vote. So this is our call for people to go out there and put their shit together, and you know, if you have the privilege, you gotta do it.
Exactly. And you know, one of the main reasons that I vote is for the local elections because, you know, I'm just going to be honest. It really blows that, you know, we have Donald Trump and then like Joe Biden. Like, first of all, Donald Trump, like, what a joke. Like, this joke has gone too far.
Oh, it's my time, God.
It's time to get that motherfucker out of the White House.
Right.
And then Joe Biden, Grandpa Joe, Creepy Joe, whatever you want to call him. He was assigned to be our candidate, right? Like, people caucused for him, and it wasn't the candidate that I wanted. Right. It's kind of like the candidate that we're stuck with. So I'm not gonna lie. I went and I voted. I actually did I got a mail-in ballot, and then I went and turned it in myself. And so when I was filling in Joe Biden, it felt different than any other year. It was heavy because I knew that it was the right thing to do, but also it was also like, this is a vote to get Trump out, you know? And I know a lot of Latinos for Lunch listeners, they know what's up. We've kind of stayed away from really having in-depth conversations because we're trying to have Latinos for Lunch be like a respite for everyone. But yo, I know that you've already heard it over and over again, and you're getting text messages and YouTube ads and all this shit about voting, but I just want it to be crystal method motherfucking clear.
Okay.
That we want you all to vote if you have the privilege to vote in this country, okay? In the United States of America, okay?
Yeah, like I've really been reckoning with this whole entire thing, because I think this is the first, ever since I turned 18, I've been like excited about it. And, you know, like I do my homework, and of course I'm going to do my homework as well. But as you say, this year just seems like, I mean, we've known for a while that perhaps, but the system is not made for us. But the consequences of not letting your voice be out there, the consequences of showing the government that you don't give a fuck and you don't vote, can be way, way worse than actually participating. And yes, it does feel different. Yes, it is a vote against somebody more than for somebody else. And some people might be supporting the candidate. But at the same time, if we don't do it, we see what happens. Like, last elections, a lot of people were mad. They were mad about, like, this whole shit being stolen from Bernie, you know? And yet it happened again. So people, a lot of people that I know decided not to vote. And that's what we got. And I know perhaps Trump is the president that we deserve, but, like, we can say that when we have privilege, right? So I think it's very, very important. And I know every election, everybody says, this is it. This is the election. But like, it really does seem that we have to get this cheeto, o como se llame, out of the White House. It's too much, man. It's too much.
I know. So if you're still on the fence about voting, like Babalito says, put your life together, okay? And go do it, Mimi, all right? I know that the laws are different state by state, so of course you can go to vote.org to see the laws in your state and what you can do to vote early, or what you could do to register and vote on the same day. Usually, I think it's national. If you go and you show up on election day, you can register and vote right there and then, okay? Right. Also, for our listeners that are gender nonconforming or have transitioned since their last photo ID, remember that ID is not required if you're already registered. A photo ID is not required because voter suppression is real, y'all.
That's
And they're even, you know, it's not only, it's of course it's a race thing, but then it's a racial issue because they don't want black people and brown people to vote. But it's also a queer issue because they don't want queer people to vote or trans people to vote or people that are not straight, right? So that's one way that they can do it is by discriminating on gender in that sense. So it's good to know your rights. If you are in the state of Nevada, I highly recommend visiting plannevada.org/vote, and they have all these amazing resources on there. So I wanted to make sure that my vote counted, so I wanted to be safe and not be in a line all day, right? So I filled out my mail-in ballot. I went on a website to track my vote to make sure that it was counted. So you can do all that stuff, and you better believe, like I said, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the heart of Las Vegas. I'm going to City Hall and dropping my ballot off in person at City Hall. Like, I want to make sure it's in there. None of these fucking fake ballots, okay?
En la oficina del presidente, knock, knock, knock. Excuse me.
I was like, excuse me, Carolyn Goodman? Hello, here's my ballot. Of course, I didn't give it to her because she's fucking trash. She would have just lost it. But I gave it to the nice City of Las Vegas employee that was there checking signatures on the ballots. Thank you for doing that. So remember, there's many ways you can vote. It might be a little too late to get an absentee ballot, what did you do? Are you gonna go in person, Babs?
So, like, I've been in denial to be in Chicago for this whole entire time, even though I completely embraced it now. So I never changed my voting registration. So it's still Nevada. Right now I'm California, so I'm just going to drive. Go do it in person and then drive back. Like, I have to do it. I have to do it. And I just want to urge everybody, especially those who are, this is the first time voting, do your homework, because there's so many confusing
yes,
questions.
Bitch.
So many. And like right now, like I've been watching TV, which I haven't done in years. And the commercials for these questions are phrased in such a way that are meant to confuse you. So just spend a couple of hours the night before talking to friends, going online, and really do the research about what this question means, because you may think it's something and it's something completely different. And as Fabi said, he's really voting for the local elections because this is a trickle effect. So if you want to see a big change in this country, you have to start from the bottom. So the little questions that may seem innocent, that you think, oh, who cares? It doesn't affect me. Everything trickles down and it does affect us at the long run. So do your fucking homework.
Okay. And here's another tip from me. The judges, nonpartisan, that's fucking bullshit. Every judge is either Republican or Democrat usually. Okay. Right. In a perfect world, they would be nonpartisan, just like the judge that was nominated recently. Amy, what's her name?
Sepa la madre.
My aunt was like, I just don't even care about voting because the electoral college, like, our vote doesn't even matter. And I'm like, and you're over here campaigning for this Christian woman to get onto the Supreme Court. You think she's going to vote against, like, if the electoral college is ever challenged and has to go to the Supreme Court, you know, to disband it? You think
exactly.
This conservative Supreme, we're going to have to wait till all those people on the Supreme Court die for that to even happen. Because, of course, all the conservatives on the Supreme Court are going to uphold the pillars of white supremacy, right? Which is what they do. So anyway, y'all, if you want help with the judges, basically, like in your districts, your best buddy is actually Twitter. So if you go on Twitter and just type in the judge's name, usually if they even have a Twitter, they're usually more progressive because they know how to use a computer, right? Or they are smart enough to hire an intern or have their clerk hire an intern to manage their social media. If both candidates have a Twitter, just take a scroll. See who they follow. See who they talk about. And you'll know exactly who that person is. If you don't, talk to a trusted friend. Go to a trusted organization, community center, arts coalition, whatever's in your town. Here in Las Vegas, we're so lucky to have so many organizations. I want to give a shout out to Nothing to Do Las Vegas. That's at Nothing to Do LV, I believe. I'll put the links in the show notes. But they even posted their endorsements for all the judges and all the candidates. And they have been really crucial in the Black Lives Matter movement and the social justice movements here in Las Vegas the last couple of years. So it's a source that I know isn't going to, isn't trying to pull a fast one on you. All right.
You know, it's so amazing because I'm going to say a week ago, I saw a documentary on Latinos voting in PBS, and they chose different areas of the United States, and they focus on Las Vegas as part of the Southwest. It's supposed to like Phoenix or other parts of the United States. And there was like, there's such huge movements in Vegas. And it just made me so, so proud because people think that people in Vegas don't care. But you know, there's all these groups that are really committed to working on this because again, your vote, believe it or not, fucking counts. So get to vote, people.
That's right. Oh, wow. Well, if you haven't voted and you can vote, like Babalito said, put your life together. Just do it. Nike. Okay. Es que me siento desesperado, you know? It's like, it's going to be so fucking close. I feel it. You know what I mean?
Ay, no digas eso, güey.
Y ya sé, because, they count in-person votes first, so most Republicans are old white people that are going to go in person, so it's going to look like Trump is winning on Election Day, and then he's going to call it a hoax because all the mail-in ballots are going to come in. It's going to be a fucking wreck. Mark my fucking words. We're just going to be like Christmas, and we're going to be like, oh, do we know who the president is yet? We don't know. Like, oh my gosh.
And you have to put it like, for me, was a matter of putting it in perspective. And like, I don't care if like people accuse me of sentimentalism, but like, man, like my grandfather like broke his back, like picking up fucking strawberries for me to be like, I'm not going to vote. Sorry. Like, no, like, like this shit is important. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of like people behind us and people in front of us in the future that to a certain degree depends on these types of decisions. So like put those things in perspective before you fully decide not to do it, because I know there's a lot of people that are completely decepcionados del gobierno, and I don't blame them, I'm one of them, but it's beyond us, so you gotta do it.
You got to. All right, Babs. Well, thank you for answering your phone. And thank you for voting and doing your duty as an American.
Duty.
I said duty. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just thought about this. You know how they would get all Latinos to vote, or most Latinos to vote?
Having like Charo in their events.
Charo, oh my God, are you fucking
thing? Or Maná, which is worst. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember Maná played for Obama when he was in Vegas.
That should have been a sign, man.
Caifanes was there too. It was all those bands. It was Maná, Caifanes, and what's the other one about the mariposa? Oh, what's the other? Calle 13 is kind of cool. What's the other band? Oh my god, Manu Chao.
Oh my god. What, Manu Chao was there?
No, I'm just making it up. I'm doing like a this is my Obama concert in my head of all the like rock and español bands. Aguares was there too, girl. Yeah. No, you know what they could do is if they changed, I could change the world, change the laws. If they change the election day, listen, it's only 3 weeks later, change it to Black Friday, okay? And then if you change election day to Black Friday and just require everybody to vote before they go into the Walmart or the Best Buy, I think we'll get a lot more voters out there.
Imagine.
Just putting it out there. If any legislators listening, and they want to start working on it, I'll start the petition on moveon.org.
If you want people to trample on top of each other to get that vote in, do it on Black Friday.
I need you want a flat screen TV? You better vote, okay? you want a fucking air fryer? Get to it
for $5.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.